power is our thought for today. And I don't know, I just got a feeling this is always a different service, even different preaching, but just somehow today I'm just more relaxed. Just don't seem like I'm just as tore up as sometimes as I normally am. So y'all pray for me that I just handle this the way the Lord would have it to be done. We want to read out of the 9th chapter of Matthew. And it said, "And he entered into the ship, and he passed over and came into to his own city. And behold, they brought unto him a man sick of the palsy, laying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And he behold a certain of the scribes within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, and take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men." And I want to go over here and take for a text in the 28th chapter of Matthew, where Jesus gave the commission, and it said, "And Jesus said, came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you all the way, even unto the end of the world." And so our thought is in power. Jesus said he had power to forgive sins on earth. He said he had all power was given unto him in heaven and earth. And so he has all power. God has all power. The Holy Spirit has all power. And I begin to think of, he laid this on my heart earlier in the week, and I begin to think how men are with power. And I want to tell you, and I'm no different, and you ain't neither. If you're not careful, if you get under a little authority with a little power, if you're not careful, you will abuse that. And there's different definitions of power. There is. Most of the time we find that we use, and that's the one I'm going to use today from the Strong's definition, is authority. And but I want to read, I done a little research, and men get addicted to power. We do. I don't care who you are. There's men get addicted to power in their homes. They try to go a little overboard. It seems like any time if we're not careful, and it seems like it's a man thing more than it is a woman thing. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm sure some of you women have a problem with it too. I don't know, but it seems like men, they'll take the head of the household just a little too far at times. You put a man, a lot of times, you give him a boss job and a plant, and if he ain't careful in a little while, that little power he's got goes to his head, and we become jerks in that. I'm just being honest with you. That's the only way I know how to say it. You give a man, you take a man, he become a president. They give him a little power, and they get addicted to that. And they want more of it. And there's been men through time have misused and abused power in an awful way. There's men do it in their homes. The power they have over their wives and their children, they abuse it. They do, and they want more of it. There's people do that in factories. There's people do it as leaders of our nations and our country. But Jesus, I want you to understand, had all power. And I done a little research on it, and being addicted to power. It says having power over others has an intoxicating effect. It boosts testosterone, so that means that's talking about something to do with a man. It said, which is in the return increases the supply of dopamine. Dopamine, yeah, whatever that is. I'm going to say it's something that makes you feel good. A feel-good neurotransmitter. So it's something that makes a man feel good. It boosts his testosterone, makes him feel more manly, Brother James, and I think that's something, once again, I think has been abused. We can find in the scriptures where Jesus gave power. When he sent them out two by two, when he called unto him who he would, we'll go over and read that. I feel like I need to slow down in this a little bit today. And I want to talk about us and the power that he's gave us. But I want to talk about ultimate power and how he used his power. And that's the difference between me and him. I want you to understand, he had all power. He could have done anything, and he still can. He could made anything happen. He still can. But with us as men, there was a whole lot of them that when he came unto, the Bible says, received him not. And there was a reason they received him not, I believe. There was a lot of them that he come and I've always said it kind of ruined their little play pretty. You take these high priests and everything, Brother James, they had power. They ruled over the people, and everybody had to go through them, and they were stuck on, and they was yes, they got a rush from that power. And here comes a man that said he was the Messiah, and he was. And all of a sudden, they seen that power leaving them, and it was he had all power in heaven and earth, and it upset them. They'd even ask questions: Who are you that you can forgive sins? What is a man that he can forgive sins? That's what they asked him. He said, "Is it easier for a man to forgive sins or raise one heal the sick?" So he had power. He had all kinds of power, and they didn't like that. And I want you to know today, there's still people in our ranks today, and I don't mean to say this bad. I know this will be recorded, and I know it'll be put out there. I know this is the Lord's Supper, and we're going to try to get to all that here in a little while. But abusing power is hurting us still today. We still have men today that are modern day Pharisees and Sadducees that try to have more power than God, and that's never good. When you abuse the power you have, it will cause problems, and it will only hurt people, and it hurts you, and you just cannot see that. You get hooked on it, and you're addicted to the power that you've got, and it causes problems. But when he called unto him who he would, the 12, he began to send them forth by two, and he gave them power over the unclean spirit. So from the beginning, when he began to send them out, he gave power. Now, I want you to realize today, all the power we have is through Christ. We don't have no power outside of God. Anytime we take upon ourselves and decide to do something on our own or try to start ruling over God's heritage, we are going to get in trouble. I want you to realize, even in the commission, when he sent them out, I want you to know what the power they had. First, he told them what? He said, tarry here till you are endued with power from on high. He
said, in other words, and I ain't saying they sat there and done nothing. I know that, but without him, you cannot do anything. And I want to tell you this, without him, you have no power. And power, keep in mind, is authority. And so our churches do have authority today. I believe in church authority. I really do. But I do not believe that power, that authority goes outside of Christ. So we do not need to ever abuse the power we have. So we find how Jesus told them, he said, you tarry here till you endue with power from on high. And then in the first chapter of Acts, we find over there, he told them that over there, we'll go over and read that. I'll try to calm down just a little bit. The Lord is really want me to calm down. You say, well, why? You don't know. I know what he wants me to do. I know he tells me all through the week, I want you to do it a certain way. And if I ain't careful, I'll get up here and get tore all to pieces and do it a different way anyway. If he's telling you to do something a certain way, guess who's got the power? It's him. I don't have it. And if I want him to help me, I'm going to have to start doing it his way instead of trying to do it my way. But he said in the first chapter of Acts, and this is before that power come to the church, he said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon ye, and ye shall be witnessing unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So the power what we have from him is to preach the gospel. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. So then in that commission, he told them to go into all the world. But until they could do that, they had to be endued with what? Power from on high. What had to come? The comforter had to come. He told them, I will send you a comforter. And you know who he said the comforter was? He said, I will come unto you. So we must. There's nothing we can do without God. There's nothing we can do without Christ. There's nothing we can do, period, without his authority. And so when we take upon ourselves and decide to start doing things and rule over God's heritage, listen to me, we've missed it then. And so we have to be very careful about the authority and how we use our authority, because he left the greatest examples ever been left. He left because he had it all. And that's what I want to get into now. I want to talk about how, today in the government, we all know, no matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, they're power hungry. They want all the power, and if they can get all the power, then they can rule things the way they want to do it. Listen to me. I believe God's people, a lot of us today, have got hung up on power. I want you to know, good preachers get hung up on power. Men that pastor churches that's done a good work through the years get hung up on power. I have to fight that daily. You say, Brother Jeff, you're a humble man. I try to be humble. But I want you to know, when you're put in a position, anytime you're put in a position, honey, that you're not to rule over God's heritage, but you're put in a position to maybe kind of be an under-shepherd or a leader. If you're not careful, you'll take that and abuse that. And I have to be very careful. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to too. It ain't no different for you than it is me. If you ain't careful, we all know this to be the truth. There's men in our churches, nearly every one of them, there's a few just about run and take care of everything. Listen, that ain't right. The church should rule over the body. And I want you to know, Christ should rule over the church, and then the church should move. Every member should have the same amount of power, whether you're a preacher, you're a deacon, or you just been baptized last Sunday. Honey, you have the same authority today at Hilltop Church as somebody that was been a member here ever since she was organized. We don't ever need to forget that. So our example, our Lord and Savior, he had all power. All of it. He could have done what he wanted. He called them together in a barred room, and he had the Lord's Supper. The Bible says it's the Last Supper. I believe it was the First Supper. I believe the Bible, it says up there on the top of mine, the Last Supper. I want you to know, I believe that's when he ordained that the Lord's Supper would be took, and he said it'll be took forever. He said, I'll not take of it again with you until I take it anew in my Father's house. So this is something what we're going to do today, we'll do for eternity. When we get there, we're still going to be carrying out this ordinance. There won't be no need of baptism no more, but this ordinance will be carried out for eternity because it was to do with the Passover. I want you to understand something today. This is very, very important. But he met with them there, and he told them there was one going to betray him. And I want you to realize, he said, his hands on the table, his hands in the dish. He was there in the midst of that, the Lord's Supper. And he told him, say, go do what you must do and go do it quickly. And that man come and he betrayed him with a kiss after he'd went to the Garden of Gethsemane. I want you to picture this. Get in your mind. Wake up with me just a little while. Everybody, open your eyes. I want you to get a picture of this. This is a man that had all power. This is a man that had all authority. This is a man that could have stopped and done anything he wanted to. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane with all power in heaven and earth. I want you to know he had it. He went to the garden. He prayed to the Father. He prayed and he said, Father, if it be thy will, remove this cup from me. He got in such shape that his sweat turned to blood. He had all power. He could have stopped it right then. He could have said, I'm not going through with this. I have power and I don't want to go through this, Father. I'm not going to go through this. I'm not going to let these men do this to me. These men hated him. They hated him. I want to tell you right now, when somebody gives me a trouble, if man got up right now, if Dusty got up, hit me in the nose, there's a good chance, Dusty, you know what happened? If I'm able, I'd probably hit you right back. But that ain't what the Bible says to do. It says to turn the other cheek. Jesus would turn the other cheek. A man with all power. Nobody could harm him unless he gave it to him. He told Pilate, he said, you would have no power over me unless it was given to you from the Father. No matter who you are in this position, no matter where you are in this position, you have no power. Satan took him up and laid him up into the mountain. He told him, and Satan looked out yonder and he said, I'll give you power over all these kingdoms if you'll just worship me. I want you to know Satan had no power unless God gave it to him. And Jesus knew that. He said, we're to worship only one. We're to worship God, the Father, and that's it. No power. When it come to Job, I want you to know he couldn't do a thing to Job unless the power's given to him, the authority by God. He has all power. So he goes to the garden. He prays. Before that, Judas betrayed him with a kiss. He come up to him, kissed him, I believe, right on the cheek. Well, they know who the one was. The man can be arrested. He had power right there. You know what he said? He just said, Judas betrayed me with a kiss. Yeah. That's how you're going to go about this, Judas. Showing that like you love me, like you care for me. Have you ever had people do that to you that have authority over you and power over you? Act like they love you and the whole time they're betraying you. Have you ever had people with that kind of power do that to you? He could have stopped it right then, but he did not. That's after he done been there in the garden praying and his sweat become his blood. I want you to know that's real. That's the cause. There's some stress and agony in him. He was going through so much there that he actually sweated blood. And he had the power to stop it. But he didn't. They took him and done these false trials, and you know what? They ended up crucifying and killing our Lord for. And listen to me, they didn't take his life. He said, nobody can take my life. You know why? He said, I have power to lay it down, and I have power to raise it up again. All power was given to him. Every bit of it. So they couldn't take his life. But you know what they ended up finding him guilty for? They finally said, are you the Son of God? And you know what he said? I am. And that's the only thing they can find him guilty for. So they accused him of blaspheme. And they crucified our Lord. Power right then. He could have said, I am the Son of God, and I'll destroy you right now. But he didn't. You know why he didn't? Because he loved you. I voted for Donald Trump. You can get mad at me if you want to. I did. That man liked power too. Joe Biden likes power. I promise you right now, Joe Biden wouldn't die for a man that was a righteous man. Much less he died for something like me. Men get addicted to power. That's why our Lord was crucified, because they was losing power. So they took him and they asked him that question. He said, yeah, I am. And he was and he is. They took him to Pilate and to Herod. They went back and forth. They didn't know what to do with him. Pilate tried to wash his hand of him. There's men today still trying to wash their hands of him. But I want you to know today you're guilty. He was guilty. And you can't wash your hands of him. He can wash you, but you can't wash your hands of him. And he had power. You know, one of the things they done to him, and they smote him, they hit him with his fist. That's, they beat him. They tied him. And they beat him with a whip. And it had little metal strips in it. It had bones and stuff in it. And when they'd hit him, it would stick into him. And you know what they'd do? They'd pull it back out. And when they pulled it out, they pulled out his flesh. And blood poured. Power at any time. He could have said, Father, you just drop them dead right here. Father, I'm your son. You stop this right now. Father, I pray you send 12 legions of angels. He had power. He could have stopped him right then. But as they beat him and they smote him in the face, as they spit on him, he had power to stop it, but you know the only thing he was thinking about was you. He wasn't addicted to his power. He wasn't hung up on all that. He you know what it says? It says he asked them once, who is greater? And I know I've mentioned this, but I don't know if we'll ever get it. Who is greater, he that sits at meat or he that serves? And you know what they answered? They answered him, he that sits at meat. And he said, you have rightfully judged, but I have come to serve. He come as a servant, all power in heaven and earth. He had all of it. He come. Why? To serve you, to come to die for you, to be spit on for you, to be beat for you, for how those nails grow in his hands for you, to watch his mama laying us down here today, right now as we speak, with his mama, I'm watching her to be in the shape she's in. He hung up there and he looked down on his mother. And he watched his mother cry. And there's no doubt she begged God, please don't take my son. Please, Father, don't take my son. He had power right then to say, stop, Father, stop it now. I can't watch my mama go through this. It was his mama. Yes, he was God, but he was also a man, 100% man. And you know what that man done? He watched his mama cry. He no doubt watched his mother plead. But he was worried about you. Power to stop it right there. Power to the spikes that just come right out of his hands. Power that had power to shake the earth. You don't think he could have stopped it? All power. Not like me. You give me a little power and I go crazy with it. And you're no different. You can sit there and say you're not. You can deny it all you want to, but we are all the same. David abused his power of man after God's own heart. He did. He took his power, took another man's wife. He took his power, took another man's life. Power went to his hand. A man had followed after the sheepfold. It wasn't even worthy to be there when they come to look for the one to anoint to be king. He was still, do you have another son? Yes, we got one over here keeping the sheep, but you're not interested in him. That's what they were saying. I want you to know the man ended up with all kinds of power, come from a humbly position and abused his power.
Jesus never did. Never once. With all the power. Never once abused it. He never once got addicted to it. He could have come riding in Jerusalem that day on the finest horse there was. He could have. A mule was a big thing then. Still a big thing to a lot of people. He could come in on the tallest mule it was. But I'd see him, his legs hanging down, probably his feet nearly touching the ground. Riding a little donkey coat. That's what he said it was. It was a coat. It wasn't even a mature one. It was just a coat, a little bitty fella. One that he barred. With power to do whatever he wanted, to have whatever he wanted. He could have rolled in yonder looking great and famous, and anybody else, you would have and I would have, but not him. He comes riding in on that little donkey. But there was people that saw it for what he was and said, hell, Hosanna. I want you to know they recognized him, who he was. power as he hung there. There was one hung beside him. Realized what he was in the sight of God. Said, just remember me when thou enter thy kingdom. He had power right there in his dying breath and said, today you shall be with me in paradise. I'm talking power. He set up his church. He gave the plan. He gave the ordinances. He done everything for us that we could be successful. And you look around us today. What have we done with the power? I'm asking you. What have we done with it? The power was to go in all the world and tell them about Jesus. We've abused it in every way. We've ruled over each other and tried to rule over his kingdom. There's probably going to be people get upset with me over this. But I want you to know, if you're out there listening to this today, I love you. And I know where you're at, because I do the same thing. You say, how can you stand up here and say that? Because it's the truth. We get a high from it. Men do. I can't say about you sisters. I don't know. You probably get abused from it, probably. But he had it all. Never once abused none of it. Never once used it to cause harm to others. He used his power to save you and me. He gave up his power, his life, forsaken of the Father. For you and me. They say that we're either going to be leaders or followers. There's nothing wrong with being a leader if you lead in the right direction. Paul said, you be followers of me even as I am of Christ. In other words, if I'm following God, you follow me. But he didn't want them to follow him if he wouldn't follow. But I want to tell you this, there's nothing wrong with being a follower. We don't have to have power. We don't have to have the best job. We don't have to have the influence over others. Don't get addicted to that. Church, listen. God has been good to us the last few years. He has. And if we ain't careful in that, we'll get to thinking we're just a little bit bigger than our britches. When people come to bragging me about how things is going, if I ain't careful, if I ain't real careful, I'll get to thinking I had something to do with that. You know something? That's as dangerous ground as you can be in. I don't have no power. All I have is the power he's given me. You know what that power is? That's what one of the things us as pastors have forgot, is to be servants. We're not to rule. We're to serve. Today, part of that full dab of power that he's ordained unto me to be able to do is to serve y'all. The same way with our deacons. They're to serve tables. That's the authority we have. I'm not to rule over you. I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to like hearing this. I had a preacher tell me one time, he said, you'll preach what I tell you you can preach. Fair enough. Maybe in his building. But we preach what God gives us to preach. When you become more interested in following after a man than you are God, then you can no longer serve God. I believe we've lost touch with that. We've got addicted to power. The next time you want to show a little of your power, when somebody hurts you just a little bit, remember the one that had all power and how he handled it. Where you'd be today if he decided for one moment, I'm fixing to show y'all my power. For one sec, he said, I'm showing you my power. Where would you be today? These children we have here are watching us. How we handle our authority, they are seeing. Make sure you handle your power correctly. I thank the Lord today. We sang that cross, that song, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Truly, truly we was. I can't imagine. I'm just telling you right now, when they spit on me, that would have been it for me. I might have could have took the whooping. But when they spit on me, I would have lost it. And I would have showed them my power. He never said a word. As a lamb before the slaughter. My prayer is always for one person to understand this. If we leave here today and just one gets it, one saved person that's a member of the Lord's church, don't just take the Lord's Supper, but understand what was done that you can't take it. If one gets a clear understanding today, just one. If you can leave here and knowing today what he done for you, then I feel like I've accomplished what he wanted me to do. I want everybody to understand it, I do. But just one of you, if somebody, last Sunday I left here thinking nobody got nothing out of the message, and Sister Millie Ruth said today in Sunday school, she enjoyed the message, appreciated the message last. Somebody needs to get it. Are you that person today? Do you understand? He didn't have to do it. He had power to stop it. But he loved me and you enough that he done it anyway. That's, I'm telling you, this is the thought he gave me. He told me, and I pray I handled it, Lord, like you wanted me to. Y'all pray for me. I never abuse what little power I have at my house, what little power I have over my children, the power I have over my grandchildren, that little bitty plot of land out yonder. I don't ever abuse that. Listen to me. We're supposed to have authority over the animals. We don't need to abuse that power. If God's blessed you with some kind of little animal, you take care of it the best you can. Never abuse the authority or power you've been given. Be like our Savior was. He called them up there in that upper room, a barred room. He had power. He could bought or had anything he wanted to, but it was all his anyway. I heard Brother Josh talk about this one time. I've tried to preach on it a time or two. The only thing I never find that he bought, he purchased. He said, foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He borrowed the little donkey. He borrowed the room for him to have the supper in. He never bought anything but us. He bought you. We don't need to forget that. The price was paid.